Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Ariana Grande there. And it reminds me, Happy 30th is trending today. And if you're wondering why Happy 30th is trending, it does have a connection with Ariana Grande. It would have been Mac Miller's 30th birthday. And of course, Mac Miller and Ariana Grande were an item, you know, several years ago before, you know, he passed away a couple years ago. So if you saw Happy 30th trending, it's yeah, it would have been Mac Miller's 30th birthday. So anyways, hi, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
Super. How are you?
You got your coffee? You got your
I don't do coffee.
You got your oatmeal? You got your...
I don't have that yet.
Man, you don't have anything, do you?
No.
No. You rolled out of bed and turned the mic on. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Outfit of the day. Clothes check. What are you wearing?
Pink robe.
That's... I always feel weird, like these early segments before Kelly has done her I guess, but what do you call it?
Rest of the things, assembled myself.
Assembled fully. Herself, yes.
Yeah.
Kelly,
I typically don't assemble myself until about 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and,
so.
And then I'll feel more fully assembled. It's typically when I get the vitamin shake going too. So now it's just pure adrenaline lift hour.
So you're rocking.
Then I fuel up on, you know, about 7.
So you're rocking pink robe, bunny yeah. slippers sort of thing here.
Fuzzy
first.
Socks, same thing.
Yeah. First hour. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, outfit of the day for me, I'm rolling comfort level today. I've got the beanie on. I'm doing denim today. I'm doing
Wow.
No, I mean, denim jacket. I'm doing denim jacket today.
Oh, that's kind of fancy.
Well, it's more cash, you know, because I'm rocking the joggers and a denim jacket and
a
beanie.
But it makes it look put together, you know?
Okay. Yeah,
it's your statement piece of the outfit.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. That's really everything. When I was assembling my outfit the night before, because that's what I do. I always pick out my clothes the night before so I don't have to use that brain power at 3:30 in the morning.
It's so hard, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I sit there and go, well, you know what? These are different textures.
Yeah.
They're different
fabrics.
Different fabrics, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of thought goes into an outfit, so...
Fashion Corner on the radio is fun.
Yeah, you know, I figured maybe you are in the same position as us and are thinking about what you're going to wear today. I know Kelly, she hasn't even gotten that far yet. So.
No, you know what? And how many parents, like, drive the kids to school wearing, like, the PJs still? I bet that happens. Maybe even a robe.
Maybe.
Bet it does.
Maybe. Fashion Corner here this morning. There is a weather event. That's what Wave News Storm Tracking Team is calling it. Happening tonight into tomorrow. Roads are going to be slick and nasty for your commute tomorrow, FYI, on 99.7 DJX. Let's get
that
to that.
Ominous.
Yep, feel good. Kelly K, what do you got?
So I want to introduce you to someone who's pretty amazing. Her name is Colette DeVito. She has loved baking since she was 4, took classes when she struggled in school to make friends and was bullied. After school, she had a hard time finding a job, so her mom helped her make her own job. That's when she started Colette's Cookies. Now, being a successful business owner at such a young age, she's in her 20s now, is super impressive in and of itself, but then... Colette also created a nonprofit that helps people with disabilities start their own careers. She has Down syndrome.
Colette doesn't only sell cookies. She authors books and runs a nonprofit, which helps people with disabilities get jobs. Her favorite thing to do. Colette's Cookies now has 15 employees, some of them with disabilities, and they have an inspiring leader to look up to.
No matter who you are, you can make a great difference in this world.
Ah, wow.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, CBS Evening News did a profile on her. You can see that story up on our website, WDJX.com. We've also put it up on Facebook at 99.7DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7DJX.
Well, Amy set us up to this one. She wrote, "Another Christmas has come and gone, and my cheap brother's given everybody in the family his usual dumb gift."
Okay.
Everybody gets the same thing, a $10 gift card to Amazon.
All right.
This guy makes a lot of money. Sure. You'd think he'd be able to do better than $10. Plus, he has no creativity in his gifts. It's the same thing every year and for everybody on his list. So what do you say? Can you call him with a little phone tap? LOL.
It sounds like maybe the ratio of gift giving isn't equal, you know, in that family. So, yeah, Freddie's going to get a call from Robert Hassenpepper, who works at the phone bank and is calling about some gift cards that don't have any money on them. Yep. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, Freddie.
Yeah, who did?
Freddie, Robert Hassenpepper calling from Amazon Guest Services.
Amazon? Like the Amazon?
That's correct. The shopping site Amazon.
Okay. Is this about an order?
Well, not exactly. We've had some problems with people who've tried to redeem some Amazon gift cards.
Well, are you talking about me? I don't think I've used one in a while. I've given a bunch of gift cards out, though.
Well, that's interesting that you said it that way.
What?
Well, you said I've given out a bunch of gift cards. You didn't say I bought a bunch of gift cards.
I'm confused.
Well, here's what I'm calling, Freddie. We've had several people try to redeem Amazon gift cards that they got for Christmas, only to find out the cards carry no balance. They're phony.
Uh-oh. I don't understand.
Well, let me speak slower there, Freddie. Whoever gave them the gift cards gave them cards that were apparently taken from a store kiosk, but were never activated at the register, so they have no value. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't know what this has to do with me, though. Like,
well, you see, my office noticed a pattern in the last names of many of the people who had this problem with their gift cards. Many of them have the same last name, and it's the same last name that you have, by the way, Freddie. And so I called a couple of them, and it turns out that they all got these Amazon gift cards from you for the holidays. One of them even gave me your phone number, too.
Hold on. Slow down there, Slim. What is this? What you saying? Like, what you trying to say right now?
Well, let me spell it out for you there. Since none of the Amazon gift cards you gave people were activated, I can only assume that you took the card from a store that stocked gift cards and just pocketed them without having them activated at the register. That way, you could give them out as gifts and hope that nobody questions you when they don't work.
Are you kidding me right now? Look, man, this is what happened, okay? I brought a whole bunch of Amazon gift cards at the grocery store by my house, right down the street. There's a rack on when you go in the grocery store, all kinds of gift cards. I chose you all. I chose Amazon. Then I brought them, took them to the register, and I paid for them. Okay? Now, then I gave them out to the gifts. Now, end of story. If it doesn't work, somebody must have screwed up at the grocery store. So I don't know why y'all called me.
Look, we both know what's going on here, Freddie. We both know what you did, but here's my question. If you were going to give people empty gift cards, why give them $10 cards? Why not give them $100 cards? At least you wouldn't look like such a cheapskate.
Hey, man, listen up. You got a whole lot of nerve calling my phone, accusing me of something like this, accusing me of trying to give out bogus gift cards and all this stuff. Like, I don't even know. You talk to my people. Like, you've been calling my family or something about this, man? Like, what is wrong with y'all?
Well, I mainly spoke with your sister, Amy. She was the one who told us we should call you with this phone tap on the radio.
Wait. Wait, what?
Freddie. Hey, Freddie, it's Ben Davis, not Robert Hassenpepper, calling you from 99.7 DJX. It's a little phone tap. It's a prank. It's a joke.
Wow, man. You could be like, y'all gotta be kidding. I heard of you before. Like, I like this.
And welcome to yours.
Okay, so it was Amy behind it?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Amy just wanted to give you a hard time, but I hope you didn't take it too hard.
All right, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank God.
She says, love you, and maybe next time a different amount and different card. Thanks. Yeah, okay, yeah. Thanks, bye.
And he's like, or I could just not give you anything.
No, you know what? He's going to totally give her another $10 Amazon gift card. She's locked it in for the rest of her life.
There it is.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Remember yesterday we had a story about the woman who had to get rescued on some ice, and she was all like...
She's like, that was fun.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, she was taking selfies and like grabbing her stuff and just taking her sweet time and having a ball, she said. That was fun.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a result of a lot of things, and including this time of the year, but we've got another chase on a frozen river story. Different than this one.
I don't understand how people don't understand that frozen lakes, frozen ponds, frozen bodies of water, that can end badly.
Yeah, well, this is another setting the bar story, because apparently yesterday's didn't stick.
Wow.
So we got another example coming in about 10 minutes on DJX. Now, we don't live in a place where we have to worry about the Ohio River freezing, or we have to worry about signs that say, you know, don't walk on the ice, or the ice is good to walk on, you know, those type of things that other cities maybe further north have to deal with, right?
Uh-huh.
So yesterday we had a story of a lady in Canada north who fell through the ice while she was driving her car on a frozen river.
Yikes.
Took selfies while the rescue was taking place.
Sounds like she enjoyed the experience.
Yeah. And we were like, hey, don't do that. That's part of our setting the bar story, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Joseph didn't listen. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking cops on a wild chase on a frozen river, you're doing okay.
That's never going to end well. You're not getting away. You're not getting away. In fact, you're going to be in danger.
Yeah, well, that's what happened when Joseph was running from the cops near Boston. So he and another woman were caught stealing stuff from someone's house.
First mistake.
Yep. Packed it in a U-Haul. U-Haul. Yeah, man, yes. Tough for me to speak. In a U-Haul. Cops were like, all right, busted the woman. But then Joseph was like, I'm out.
She's probably like, run, save yourself.
Save yourself.
Like a little Bonnie and Clyde, I'm imagining.
So he thought, you know, cops were like, we got him trapped. He's like, nope. So he jumps out and runs onto a frozen river.
Genius.
What happened?
Oh, falls through.
Yeah, fell through the ice.
Oopsies. Oh, hey, you guys, can you get me out of here?
No, literally.
And then don't arrest me.
And then the cops tossed him out a rope, and he was like, no.
Oh, really? Refused the rope?
I'm not going.
Wow.
So then cops had to go out on the frozen river and yank him to safety.
Holy cow.
And yes.
I would imagine they're going to view that a little bit more harshly than had he initially accepted the rope.
Maybe.
Because they're putting the police officers' lives in danger by refusing to be rescued.
Yeah, and then there's even a silly mugshot where it looks like the dude is yawning, like he's bored with everything.
Well, you know, he's probably tired.
Yeah, he's tired. He had a long day.
That took a lot of energy to run across the frozen lake and then fall in.
It did. So, yeah, again, I don't know how many times you got to do a story, a frozen, you know, river story before it sinks in. But if you can manage to make it through the day without avoiding cops, trying to avoid cops by running on a frozen river, you're doing okay.
Yeah, I think everybody, the police would be like, yeah, don't run away there, too, because that does make the situation a little bit more dire for everybody involved.
Yep. That is setting the bar. If you're like a normal person and not a psychopath, you sleep with some sort of noise while you're sleeping. Like, you can't. Sorry, was that an aggressive take?
It was a little aggressive, but I completely, totally agree.
Yeah, like, you need something stirring while you go to sleep. Like, in complete, utter silence. It's
I can't do it. It's too creepy.
It is a little creepy. Yeah, for sure. So when the fan is not working or the power goes out in your house and you've got utter silence, it's kind of a tough way to go to sleep, right? So
can't do it.
A lot of people use, you know, maybe their Alexa or their Google Nest or something like that to provide some sort of ambient noise if they don't have a fan, right? So
yeah, through apps. I have to have the authentic thing, though. I have to have an actual fan, like to the point where I've got a small tower fan that I take with me to hotels.
So this white noise made people angry, parents angry, because it changed. Google Nest updated their noise, and
it was not better.
And apparently it was muffled and softer than the OG, which is this.
Okay.
And I think that low, yeah, I could go
it's
to
sleep. It's got to be consistent and steady.
Yeah, exactly. And now they have other sounds like, you know, the rain and the forest and all that stuff, you know, like typical apps who have that white noise feature. But this feature specifically, a lot of parents used for their kids and like their infants, you know, at night. And when it was muffled and it was softer, it wasn't working. And so it was upsetting parents.
Well, because toddlers were throwing tantrums, apparently. So, yeah. I mean, if you ever lived through a toddler tantrum, goodness gracious. I mean, it's intense.
So they had issued an update yesterday and said there was an issue impacting the white noise experience. So it should be back to normal now.
Uh-huh.
So
the issue was they made the update and nobody liked it.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought it might be interesting, you know, because there are so many different white noise options for you.
Yeah.
Why not have an official Ben and Kelly white noise option?
Oh, I like that. What would that sound like?
Well, there could be different ones, okay? So if you want, and if you're on your phone, you can record. Go ahead and record this sound and use this as a white noise. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Or this would be white noise number two.
Okay.
Again, official.
Ben and Kelly exclusive.
Ben and Kelly exclusive.
Yeah.
We're dropping it on you right now.
Can't buy it anywhere.
Nope. White noise number two.
What is that? Is that old man white noise?
I'm giving variety here.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm giving variety, Kelly. Variety is the spice of life.
Yes, it is.
Since
I'm not sure anyone is going to want that.
Since people can't trust the Google white noise to deliver this on a consistent basis,
sure.
I figured it would be our best interest and our public service to offer alternatives. All right.
So on brand.
All right. So Ben and Kelly exclusive Ben and Kelly white noise number three.
Okay. Shut it down. I don't think, I really don't think that's going to be people's favorite. I really don't.
Just got a text from a listener.
The three, so far, the OG is the best.
Wait, we just
by the way, got a text. Have my dog in the car. Not impressed with your white noise, Ben.
All right. We'll try this one on for size.
Okay.
All right. Ben and Kelly, white noise option number four.
Uh-huh. I think maybe the dog might like that one better. That might appeal to the dog. Not sure. Not 100%.
So I've given you four options that you could use in place of.
I feel like people might stick with the originals, but I really like where your head's at. The entrepreneurial spirit is coming out.
And it's free.
It's free, right. It's a new Ben and Kelly product just launched.
That's right. Ben and Kelly white noise.
And the only way you can get it is if you happen to record it just now.
At your service. I don't know if you remember about a month ago on Group Therapy, we featured a woman on 99.7 DJX who had a platonic sleepover with a guy friend that she had reconnected with.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And she had a fiance, though. And so she was all like conflicted. Hey, is that cheating? And should she tell her fiance?
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, I think we all said, yeah, you should tell, but kind of just say I crashed there, you know?
Right.
Anyways, hey, we got an update.
Okay.
Yeah, we got an update for you. So that's coming up in about 30 minutes here on 99.7 DJX. Let's get to that feel good. All right, so feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Jacob Gersak was on patrol last month. He's a Maryland Natural Resources police officer who's crossing the Chesapeake City Bridge. He noticed a girl leaning over the railing. Something in his gut kind of told him that wasn't right. So he turned his patrol car around, noticed she'd been crying. He said, after talking to her for about 5 minutes, I managed to get her away from the railing of the bridge. got her away from there, walked back to the car. After talking to her, she leaned in, gave me a hug, and thanked me for being there because if I hadn't been there, she was going to jump. 2 months before that, he rescued another woman who did jump from a fishing pier in a river, and he had to rescue her.
By God's grace, I was able to act and make a difference in both of those young girls' lives.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The governor recognized him for his actions there, and his spokesperson said the women are well and taking advantage of mental health resources. But, man, being able to save two people from making a really bad choice, just unbelievable. So we'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Like we said, we got an update for you on a group therapy we did like last month on the way in about 30 minutes. Before that, it's wild. We spend way too long surfing the missed connection section of Craigslist.
It's research.
Sure.
It's research.
We
click on the ones with the pictures.
I do those first.
Pro tip.
We head to the laundromat, and there could be an injury, but there also could be love blossoming. Oh? Yep. With misconnections on the way here in 15 minutes, and then also live on Facebook. Anyone else, when they hear Post Malone on 99.7 DJX, they automatically think of the other artists who look like a Chipotle bag, like Adam Levine, Machine Gun Kelly, those type? Or is it just
me? Are you talking about tattoos?
Yeah.
Like number of tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
They all have lots of tattoos.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly put a lot of thought into the engagement ring he gave Megan Fox. And some people are noticing he included something specific, and that was thorns.
Yes, because he said, love is pain. If she tries to take it off, it will hurt.
But is that like, I understand. Yeah, it's,
that's aggressive.
It's forever, you know, keep the wedding band on, all that stuff. But sometimes you got to take the wedding band off.
Listen, I'm going to tell this, and I know a lot of ladies are probably with me. I take my rings off like every morning in the shower because I don't want to get lotion all gooped up in the diamonds, right? You put lotion on after you shower.
Yeah.
Moisturize, very important.
Oh, yes, right. I do it every morning.
And you don't want your diamonds getting all gooped up with lotion, so take them off for that. What if Megan Fox wants to put lotion on?
Then there's going to be pain every single time she does.
Oh, that's aggressive.
She's going to have to deal with dry hands for the rest of her life.
And just your dry body. I mean, because you put lotion everywhere.
I was going to say, you can't necessarily just put lotion on using one
hand. No, it's not just on your hands. You got to lotion the legs. You got to, especially in the wintertime, because your skin can get really itchy if you don't properly moisturize.
Well, maybe Machine Gun Kelly can take that on for her as a, you know, since he's not allowing her to, it's not like he's not allowing her to remove the wedding band.
Well, it sounds very painful. I'd be like, well, no, I'm not going to put myself through that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They drank each other's blood, so I don't know if she cares.
Well, okay, but I'm just thinking over time. Uh-huh. If you do that enough times, you're going to have a lot of marks on that finger.
I will say the engagement ring is beautiful. I think
it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's really unusual, and it sounds like he, again, put a lot of thought into it. The thorns, I think, were a little aggressive.
Anyways, now time of the week when we scour the internet and we try to find the most random and weird missed connections. You know, people who maybe had an experience with another person but were not in the right spot or mindset to get a name and number.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it wasn't convenient. You couldn't, like, ask for their name or number, put it in your phone, whatever. So what do? You do a little typey-typey and send it out into the universe, and then we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
May I?
Yes, please, Kelly.
You crushed my house, but looked good doing it.
Duh, okay.
Woman for man.
Okay.
You, cute guy. In the giant boom lift working construction outside my apartment complex.
Okay.
Me? Girl cooking faking bacon when your lift accidentally came crashing through the roof of my apartment.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Jeez.
At least I think it was on accident. Maybe you were feeling the same thing I was.
Oh.
Speaking of feeling, I think you broke my toe. But I also think we made a serious connection. Hey, yo. I could see the passion and intensity in your eyes as you looked down at me through the hole in my roof.
Oh, my gosh.
Too bad your boss, the police, and paramedics separated us so fast.
Oh.
Could we do coffee sometime? Also, could you cover my medical bills?
Right. Dang. All right.
That's an experience.
That is an experience.
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's titled The Blonde at the Laundromat, Man for Woman. You were the sexy blonde at the laundromat last night.
Uh-huh.
I was the guy who was folding other people's laundry into various origami shapes.
Hang on. Why are we folding other people's laundry?
You'll get to it.
Okay.
He continues. I call it laundrigami.
Laundrigami.
This serves multiple purposes, most of which make no sense. So I'll only mention the ones that do.
Gotcha.
First and foremost, it's nice to come back to the laundromat and find your freshly dried clothes folded neatly by a stranger.
Is it? I mean, kind of. But again, stranger, ew. I don't know.
It's even nicer to come back to find your favorite t-shirt folded in the shape of a swan.
Oh, wow.
Even if that one does require a few staples.
I'm sorry, back of the truck up, we're stapling? No, I don't think, last time I checked, and I'm not an expert, but we don't staple in origami.
Or your underwear folded in the shape of a Spanish armada.
Oh, gosh, not the underwear. Don't touch the underwear. That is not... No.
A red bra? Bam. Golden Gate Bridge. Don't even need to fold those. I just create a tiny roll plaza on one side out of one of those tiny 50-cent detergent boxes and add cars, you know, regular M&Ms for those, peanut M&Ms for the SUVs.
Wow. This guy has a lot of time to spend at the laundromat.
Apparently... Not realizing their significance, you ate several of my cars.
Oh, dang.
Like
oh,
some wow. modern-day laundromat Godzilla. Anyway, you left for a while as your clothes were drying. I'd love to know what you thought of the sock panda.
The sock panda? I don't know. I don't want to see it.
I'm telling you, this guy has a talent that just needs to be shown to the world.
He's doing this with other people's clothes.
And he did it with hers, too.
Oh, gosh. She's not coming back.
So whether you think you found the love of your life working the boom lift, crashing through the roof of your apartment, or...
Wow.
He's folding your socks into a sock panda...
We're making a swan out of your favorite t-shirt. I think without the stapling, I want to see it a little.
Yeah. It can only be love with...
Craigslist missed connections.
Wow.
Yep. On 99.7 DJX. About a month ago, we had a group therapy where her fiance was away. She reconnected with a guy friend, ended up staying overnight unexpectedly. It was totally platonic. She swears nothing happened.
And she didn't want to like worry her fiance and make him think something was happening by like maybe telling him.
Yeah. And so she wanted to know if we considered that cheating and how she should, if she should, tell her fiance. And so I think we all kind of landed on, yeah, you probably should tell. I think originally I was just like, yeah, if nothing happened, don't tell because it's just going to cause issues. But then
it would make him worry.
But then I think we all landed on maybe you tell because as you're going into a marriage, especially you need to have, you know, kind of a clean slate and just say, hey, look, I crashed at this guy's place. I don't want you to freak out or anything like that.
Right. And be upfront with it in case he were to find out later and then the fact you didn't tell him would be a problem.
Right, exactly. So we got an update.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So did she actually take our advice? Kelly, do you got this?
Uh-huh. So thanks for reaching back out, she says. Well, things didn't go so well, depending on who you ask.
Oh.
I will say I'm in a great place and am happy.
Okay.
So on your advice, I told my fiance I crashed at my friend's place.
Mm.
That did not go well. Okay. We got into a big fight about it and what crashed meant.
Now, sure.
He wouldn't believe me when I told him nothing happened. I just slept over there. I got so frustrated with him that he wouldn't let it go. For the next couple of weeks, whenever something little would come up, he would bring it up and say something passive-aggressive like, why don't you go talk to Blake about that? Uh-huh. Or he would ask me if I was planning on another slumber party over at his place.
Oh, okay. This doesn't sound good.
He called off the engagement.
Hmm.
Which is a blessing, she says, and tried to work it out. But then he even admitted to me that he had a sleepover at one of his friend's houses, too.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't think he really did. I think he was just saying that to get back at me, but that's not the way a relationship should work.
Right.
We tried to work it out, but a day after Christmas, we ended it.
Oh.
I could see this coming, so while I was sad, I wasn't surprised. Anyway, I was able to spend New Year's Eve with my friend, and we've been hanging out ever since.
Oh.
So, things are good. Thanks for the advice. Even though by taking your advice, my engagement ended, I think I realized how jealous a man my ex-fiance was, and it was a blessing in disguise because now I'm in a much better place.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a case where she took our advice and her upcoming wedding ended.
Yeah, but she is saying it's a good thing.
Yeah, she is saying it's a good thing.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it's better to find out now before the wedding.
Man,
than to go through with the whole thing and then end up having to contemplate a divorce.
Yeah, I put myself in that guy's place and I don't know. Like I like to think that I'm not a very jealous person, but if like my wife came to me and said that, I'd try to be open-minded and I don't know. That's a lot. So
it is a lot, but I think it's real interesting. She's still hanging out with the guy whose place she stayed at.
Yeah. So she didn't. Yeah. She had a shoulder to cry on. That's for sure.
Yep. So maybe there was a little something something in the back that even though she said nothing happened, there seems to be at least maybe some developing budding feelings.
Maybe.
Well, I wish her luck.
I do too, and I just love that. Thank you for reaching back out to us.
Yes.
You know, and giving us the follow up.
I love the closure
on the group therapy. So hopefully,
that's what we call closure.
So hopefully things work out for you, and you know, keep us posted. Kelly, you ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Okay.
You know, the learning never ends here on the show, and we always try to, you know, let you leave the show with something a little bit more, you know?
No wonder so many educators listen to the show.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think we are heavily adored in the educator world.
Stupid fact of the day. Did you know horses can't vomit?
Really? That's a donkey, close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
What, they can't throw up at all.
And neither can many rodents, including rats.
Oh, wow.
However, my cats can.
Oh,
and
yeah,
often
can.
Do.
Yeah, and so can my dogs. Yes, absolutely. On the couch. Oh, God, that noise. No. Oh,
no. That is the alarm clock you don't want to wake up to.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody who's heard this knows what I'm talking about. This sound.
Yeah. No. No. And there is something special about when a dog completely throws up her breakfast and it hasn't been digested at all.
Yeah, it's almost as if you want to scoop it up, put it back in their bowl, and let them have a go at it again. Yeah, try that again. Try that again.
But horses, they don't do that.
Yeah, horses can't feel that satisfaction of the other animals in the animal world. So
I guess we're just going to assume they never have tummy aches.
So again, your stupid fact of the day, horses and many rodents, including rats, can't puke.
Probably why the rat poison is so effective.
Oh.
Right?
Wow. Hey, you're right. Maybe.
I just connected some dots right there.
There you go. And the learning continues on 99.7 DJX. Took the bull by the horns, deleted his son's Instagram account. Let's get to this.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and if you ever have an issue that you need us to kind of hash out, maybe get some unbiased opinion, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. So, Kelly, walk us through this situation.
Okay, so we found this on Reddit. A guy posted about the situation he was in. He wanted to know, was he the jerk in this situation? So the man said that he and his wife like to keep a low profile when it comes to posting on their own social media accounts. They post very little.
Mm-hmm.
But when their son was born, his wife, Clara, created an Instagram account, and he wasn't comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I was being totally unreasonable. And the child was hers, so she would do what she wanted. I said the child's also mine, and I didn't want exposure."
Yeah.
So a month had passed. Eventually, Clara told him that she had deleted the Instagram account, but that she would continue to post, you know, less frequently on her own profile. He was okay with that.
Right.
But then he came across a profile, saw that it had now 20,000 followers.
Wait, his infant son's?
Yep.
Oh.
She had lied and instead just blocked him from seeing it when he thought it was deleted.
Oh, no.
So when he found that out, took his wife's phone, locked himself in the bathroom, deleted his son's profile that at that point had almost 30,000 followers.
Dang.
And she said, "She won't talk to me." Her mom claims that Clara's going to develop postnatal depression after all this stress. And he said, "I'm starting to think I'm a bit of a jerk for caring so much about it. But at the same time, I don't want that kind of life for my son. He just wants him to have a normal childhood. Doesn't want everything documented on Instagram."
Man, this is one of those things that, like, social media and parents, that's something that you didn't have to.
We didn't navigate that.
I didn't uh-oh. Talk about that when I talked to my wife about, you know, kids and the prospect of having kids and uh-huh. how we want to raise kids, uh-huh. like social media. And I think even today, like, that's one of the last things you think about is, oh, all right, well, let's get our kid an Instagram handle. I mean, I did know that of some parents that would get their kid an email handle right away just so they would basically save it, you know? But yeah, the whole social media thing is interesting. And it sounds like she's taken obviously some really compelling photos of their infant son to the tune of 20 to 30,000 people want to see it, you know?
Yeah, she just started like sharing their routine and just sharing a lot about their life that he wasn't comfortable with. I guess she probably, what it sounds like, got, you know, kind of caught up in all the attention it was starting to get. She's like, oh, well, maybe I need, you know, there's a lot of people that want to know now. I'm just going to keep sharing. But she was completely ignoring his wishes about it. And by blocking him and lying about it, that's the big problem here.
Yeah. And I don't like that part about it. No. But like part of me is like, man, kid's got 30,000 Instagram followers. Is there a way that we can just put a hold on it right now or something and not lose those followers? I don't know.
I'm thinking mom is probably like, oh, I could be an influencer. Like maybe we can start making money if we get enough followers. Gina said on Facebook, "You're not the jerk. It doesn't make sense. They keep a low profile, but the baby's got 30,000 followers. Mom's using the baby to get deals. She wants to do that? Fine. A bit icky, but fine. That baby has two parents, though, and if either objects, it's not okay. I completely understand how easy it is to save all those cute pics on social media, but the page could have been kept private until the child was older to stay in line with mom and dad's low-key lifestyle."
Yeah, Danielle says kind of the opposite. She says he's way too controlling. Sounds like an insecure little boy who's acting out. I would have went off if I were her. I created Facebook accounts when my boys were born and tagged them in trips and photos so it's like a memory book and they can look back on. My oldest is 11 and still haven't given him access to it yet. They only have family on it, but still, those are memories and it's her baby. Dads don't do memory books or write down each milestone, so it doesn't mean as much to them. His opinions should not be the only valid one in that relationship. So
Okay, but here's this. You can take all the pictures and videos that you want. You don't have to share them on social media to have the memories.
So this is where we'd love your opinion on this, all right? 502-571-9970. Maybe you are in this situation where your kid has a social media account and maybe you're on board with it, or maybe you're not on board with it and your partner set it up. I don't know. Let us know how you're approaching it, because I think that will help here on group therapy. Interesting with group therapy, and this coming from like a Reddit, am I the jerk? He deleted his infant son's Instagram account that had over 30,000 followers. This is after his wife had told him, no, I got rid of it. We're not posting on Instagram anymore. But then he found it and figured out that like she had just been blocking him.
Yeah, she kind of straight up lied about deleting it. And so he was pretty upset about that.
And I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that are just like, you both are kind of awful. And like Sarah's like, you know, there is a compromise here, like making an account private, deciding whether or what to post, setting guidelines, things like that. But I'm willing to bet if you're telling your wife what to do instead of having a conversation, taking your phone instead of a conversation, and deleting social media without a conversation, you have other issues that are going to cause a lot more issues.
Hang on now. They did have a conversation, though.
Yeah, and she lied. Beginning. Right.
Yeah, and he thought that they had reached a compromise. Like, he was comfortable with her posting less, but on her personal account. And he thought that's what they agreed to. And then she just flat out lied to him, kept the account, blocked him from it, and continued on. So that's the big deception there. There was a conversation. He thought they had reached a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
So Dawn says, sounds like your marriage has a lot more issues beyond an Instagram account. Is the wife doing this in hopes that it creates a modeling career for their son? If so, that's a ton of exposure, and I foresee that being an even bigger issue. Sounds like they need to sit down, have a big heart-to-heart, and see what each other wants and doesn't want, and then go from there.
Yeah, because I feel like she could make, and they could make, you know, money, endorsement deals, things like that. I mean, if they want to pimp out their son, I know it sounds bad, but like to pimp out their son like that at an early age, it sounds like they could use that as a budding, at least modeling career for their infant.
Yeah, but then a lot of people on Reddit kind of pointed out that the son didn't agree to that. And that there needs to be, you know, like there's a lot of people that believe in letting the child give consent to have their own image put out there, especially on the internet when there's a lot of crazy and it can be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of parents who will blur out their kid's face or, just take pictures of the back of them or things like that. But that said,
I've always kind of shared pictures from, you know, my kid's birth on our, you know, public accounts, but we didn't create their own accounts. Mm-hmm. We just kind of shared, you know, things in our lives because that's kind of what we do as public figures.
I mean, all three of my daughters have Instagram accounts.
Right. They're old enough, though.
Yeah. I mean, who's to say whether but Zoe, she's 10, she's going to be 11. But she had one when she was 8, but it was run by my wife. It wasn't run by her. And it was mainly because she's an Irish dancer, and really that's the only content she posts.
Yeah.
Is her dancing. So
we are a long way from my kids having any social media at all. So
yeah.
But they have a say now in what they want us to post. Mm-hmm. You know, I ask their permission, like, hey, are you cool with us putting that up there?
Yeah.
It's a complicated issue.
It is.
The whole social media thing is just it's a whole other thing that I didn't have to worry about growing up.
Well, you know, obviously there are a lot of opinions on this. And if you want to read a lot of the opinions that have been said, you can always hit up our Facebook page, hit like, and just go to @BenAndKellyShow. I think maybe this is going to introduce Weird Al to a lot of new people. Because are you as curious about this biopic as I am?
Yeah, the biopic with Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, Harry Potter playing Weird Al Yankovic. And now, if you don't know who Weird Al Yankovic was, he was like a comedian in the 80s. He was kind of big in the 80s, early 90s.
He did parody songs that were really, really funny.
Yeah, and that's kind of where he made his fortune, was doing parody songs of like famous pop songs, like Michael Jackson's Beat It. He did Eat It.
Bad became Fat.
Yeah.
Which my kids adore. That's one of their favorites.
Yeah. You know, Gangster's Paradise was Amish Paradise. You know, he made a living doing parody songs, and he still kind of dabbles in that world, but you know,
he's going on tour again. He's still out there doing it.
So I guess the Roku channel picked up this biopic of Weird, the Al Yankovic story, starring Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, and Weird Al like helped write the script with the director, and I guess this is the first biopic that Roku is producing, and that's the only place you can see it.
That is so funny.
I know.
Like,
I'm so curious as to how they're going to make him look like it, because I don't think at this point he looks super like Weird Al.
Well, I was going to say, because Weird Al, if you don't know, he is famous for wearing like Hawaiian shirts, like those Tommy Bahama type shirts. And then
he's got long, curly hair.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he wears glasses. Kind of looks like a nerd, you know?
Yeah. One of his songs is White and Nerdy.
Right. Instead of Riding Dirty, White and Nerdy. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, he did have a movie way back in the day called UHF.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City.
Spatula City. A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City.
Yeah, so you kind of get the idea of Weird Al's humor there. So it'll be interesting, because like I said, when I saw Daniel Radcliffe trending yesterday and that he was playing Weird Al in Weird Al Yankovic's biopic, I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, you can like go through and get your Weird Al education on YouTube. They won't allow, his videos can't be embedded on anything. We're going to put it up on our website, but you can just go to Weird Al's YouTube channel, just take a little trip down memory lane, and you'll get the idea of why he got famous back in the day.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I almost forgot, but tomorrow we have more tickets for Hanson to give away. Hanson.
Perfect for TBT.
That's right. Throwback Thursday tomorrow. And during Throwback Thursday, we'll hook you up with an opportunity to see Hanson when they come to Caesars, Southern Indiana. And yeah, tickets, I believe, go on sale tomorrow as well. So you can get those tickets tomorrow during Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, so a couple things, especially for tomorrow, on 99.7 DJX. We're going to be giving away some Hanson tickets during Throwback Thursday, which is from about 8:30 to about 9. So you can win those tickets.
Oh, what an enhancement.
Yep.
You get that?
Yeah, enhancement, sure. Hanson is coming to the Caesars Southern Indiana, and we got tickets for you with Throwback Thursday tomorrow morning on 99.7 DJX, okay?
Okay.
If you missed the update, we got an update from an earlier group therapy, like from a group therapy from like last month, I got to say.
Yeah, I'd kind of forgotten about it until you brought it up. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that?
Right. So I don't know if you recall, but we had spoken with a woman who had reconnected with a guy friend while her fiance was away. Already I could stop there and say no.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But it got
lots of red flags.
Yeah, it got a little worse when she unexpectedly stayed overnight with him platonically.
Yes, and she was like, okay, wait, do I say something? Even though there's nothing going on, I feel like it's going to create issues. Right. If he's going to think there's something going on when there's not, I feel like I shouldn't even bother, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, we got an update. She followed our advice, but did it actually work or not?
Our advice had consequences.
It did have consequences. So that update up on the website, and anything else you may have missed, just go to WDJX.com, click listen for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.